1, 2, 3.
Welcome to That Soundacious Fun Size, a sweet single serving of independent folk music. I'm John Voorhees, and today, Sunday, June 10th, is the last day of this year's Kerrville Folk Festival on the Quiet Valley Ranch, about an hour to the northwest of San Antonio, Texas. My wife and I were there for a week this year. The festival actually lasts for 18 days. The skies in Kerrville are apparently nice and clear today, even though the high is supposed to be 99 degrees, according to my close personal friend, the Internet. Here in Gulfport, Mississippi, however, it's a rainy, miserable day. So it's nice to think back on the good times we had last month in the Texas Hill Country. For most people, Kerrville Folk Festival consists of a series of great concerts and events that either take place on the main stage or the smaller Threadgill stage. This year, the roster included such luminaries as Christine Lavin, Tom Prasada Rao, and Trout Fishing in America, as well as my friend Butch Morgan. And those shows really are great. The music is awesome. You get to eat great food and drink great beer from the vendors. There are gorgeous paintings and crafts, and it's all very family-friendly. But for me and a lot of my fellow songwriters, the real action takes place after the main stage crowd packs up. Out beyond the stages, there are acres of RVs and tents and a lot of well-established pavilions where players gather into song circles that go on well past 3 in the morning, often well past 4 in the morning, sometimes well past 5 in the morning. Songs are traded, jams are jammed, and nobody wants to go to bed just yet. Maybe that sounds a little hardcore for the casual music listener, but that experience is why I go there in the first place. And I love being able to bring my microphone into the middle of a circle so I can share some of these musical riches with the rest of the world. Most nights I staked out under the red and white striped canopy of Camp Stupid. The Stupid Song Circle is a bit unusual. It has a group of extraordinarily talented regulars who come and go over the years, but it's also very encouraging to newcomers. If you're patient and manage to snag a chair in the circle, you will find a welcoming audience eager to hear you play. As a result, things get a bit unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen on a given night. Camp Stupid was actually pretty subdued this year. They were mourning the recent loss of one of the founders and major supporters of the camp, Big Bob Johnston. I'll have a lot more to say about this in an upcoming episode, but the first Camp Stupid song circle of the year turned into a tribute to Bob's memory. People were playing Bob's favorite songs, telling their favorite Bob stories, reading poems in tribute. I never had the opportunity to meet Bob, and I know I missed out on a remarkable human being. But in the middle of this informal memorial, a woman named Lori Holyfield showed up. This was Lori's first time at Camp Stupid, in fact, her first time at Kerrville. She took the floor and dropped a few jaws with her fine tune, Pay Attention. Here's how it played out.
Okay. I didn't know Bob, but I do love veterans and everything they go through. And this is a song I wrote for all the folks coming back.
Bob was the Navy vet.
Navy? Vietnam?
No. Era. That era. He was in Greenland.
Yeah.
Thule, Greenland.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was a radio repairman. They sent him to go repair a radio, and he was supposed to go back to his base and wherever it was. And he spent the rest of his tour in Thule, Greenland fixing
good
radios.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad for Bob.
Yeah.
This is called Pay Attention.
Would you mind saying your name, please, for the podcast?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lori.
Lori, last name?
Holyfield.
Lori Holyfield.
Just like a boxer.
Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
All right.
I'm a Kerr virgin.
Awesome.
But you guys make me feel like I'm not one.
Yeah, they make me feel like I'm not a virgin, too.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it's more than one, too.
Fayetteville, yeah, we're supposed to smell like pigs.
We're supposed to smell like a razorback, that's right. Anyway, this is for all the veterans, young and old. It's called Pay Attention. They sell us drugs and make us sick, then dump their stocks and get rich quick. Satellite feed, they your home. But if you protest, they'll tap your phone. This ain't no Twilight Zone. It's a new dimension. Better pay attention. They pass laws in dark at night for bogus whores who want us to fight. Tell us lies to make us hate. Drink champagne at corporate rates. This ain't no Twilight Zone. New dimension. Better pay attention. Pay attention when your brother's down and out. Don't let fear cause you to forget what it's all about. Pay attention when they call those numbers out. Cause that's some mother's child who laughed and cried. Some mother's child who lived and died. Some mother's child to tell you now what it's all
anywhere with you, honey. I was going for cigarettes.
Tell us things are looking good, but it's the devil in the details that's understood. This ain't no Twilight Zone, my friends. It's a new dimension. Better pay attention. Constantly tell the world it's democracy. Yeah, you said it was freedom you're bringing. Where the hell's a peace, W? What were you thinking? This ain't no Twilight Zone, my friend. It's a new dimension. You better pay attention. Pay attention when your brother's down and out. Don't let fear cause you to forget what it's all about. Pay attention when they call those numbers out. Cause that's some mother's child who laughed and cried. Some mother's child who lived and died. Some mother's child who tell you now if they could what it's all about. This ain't no Twilight Zone. You're not pissed off. You're not paying attention.
Lori doesn't seem to have any kind of web presence as a musician, but from what I've been able to piece together, she's actually Dr. Lori Holyfield, a sociology professor at the University of Arkansas. I'm putting a link to her college website up at my website, that's.soundacious.com. Click on it and you can learn about her Veterans History Project. That Soundacious depends entirely on listener support, and you can always tell exactly where your money goes. If you enjoy hearing music and interviews from festivals, conferences, coffee houses, and house concerts, go to thats.soundacious.com and click on Make a Donation. I will happily read the names of any contributors here on the podcast, or if you prefer, I won't. I've been doing this podcast on and off for about a year now, and right now I'm preparing my blockbuster 10th full-length episode. I'm not sure how long that will take, but I'll keep dropping these fun-sized episodes in the meantime. I'll try to get another one up before the week is out. While you're waiting for that, please take the time to go out and listen to some local music. Those guys need your ears. That Soundacious is a production of the Soundacious Media Group, a tiny little rain-soaked, family-owned media conglomerate on the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. Thanks for listening.